Herbert Gerard Brown was born on 4th of October 1943 in Louisiana. He attended Southern University in 1960, and as a university student, he joined the civil rights organization named Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. After a while, he became national director of SNCC. In 1968, he joined the Black Panthers and became the Minister of Justice for this party. During that same year, he wrote the book Die, Nigger, Die, in which he described his experiences as a young black civil rights activist. As a result of a speech he gave in Cambridge, Maryland, he was arrested and charged with inciting to riot. Since 1967 to 1970, he was arrested several times for different charges, but the last time he received 5 years of imprisonment from 1971 to 1976. During these 5 years of incarceration, he converted to Islam and changed his name to Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin.
The naming is very significant. Naming in any society is significant because it gives one something that he aspires to. It gives a description as to what a person is. My name was given to me when I was incarcerated, when I was in prison after becoming Muslim. And again, the name Jamil, which the Arabic translation is beautiful, Abdullah means servant of Allah, and the Al-Amin is the trustworthy, which was one of the titles that the Prophet was known by.
After his release in 1976, he became a grocery store owner, and later, he helped to make a mosque in Atlanta and became the leader of the National Ummah, one of America's largest black Muslim group. In March 2000, two deputies went to him to arrest him because of not attending the court. He was not at the place. There ended up being a shootout, one officer being killed and the other injured. The officer said the gunman had gray eyes, but interestingly, his eyes are brown. He was arrested 4 days later in Alabama and was charged with shooting sheriff deputies. He was convicted and sentenced to life in prison without parole. And since then, he has been a political prisoner and is now in the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. His wife thinks that he had been so influential in unifying Muslims, and as a result, there is a very strong Muslim community in the US. She believes that his works and efforts are being seen now in 2012. The family gets their strength from Islam and submission to Allah, and they respect their father's idea, saying that you can take my life, but you can't take my soul.